Yeah, so about 6 years ago, my dad passed away and he lost nearly half of his portfolio in the stock market. And then he didn't have the ability to ride the market back up. And that threw a flag for me in terms of, yeah, and he was close to retirement age, right? So he wasn't in very high risk, high volatile mutual funds and stocks and bonds. He was in what we would consider the safer asset classes in Wall Street. Still ended up losing, 40 to 50% of his portfolio during that downturn. And it made me start questioning where should we start putting assets and where should we start collecting assets that will survive a downturn, that will do better during a recession than other asset classes. So we're pretty risk averse. I mean, I think a lot of people look at entrepreneurs and think that we are risk minded. But we're pretty risk averse. We'll take risk with our own personal capital, but not with anybody else's. So through some study, we started looking at, the real estate investment trusts and what those had done over the years. So we looked at really 100 years of data and compared the stock market data to commercial real estate. And further, so we looked at real estate as a whole, right? And then we looked at residential versus commercial. Then we looked at commercial and dug deeper into the different asset classes. So not all real estate is created equal. And during the last downturn, you'll see that some had more volatility than others. Now, still less volatile than the stock market and still less volatile than residential, but had its own even safer asset classes. So the three asset classes that we invest in were really the least volatile during the last downturn. So you're buying properties on cash flow, you're not buying properties on comps. So gives you the opportunity to really protect yourself and hedge against the risk. And I mean, hedge against inflation, hedge against Wall Street volatility, all of those things. And those three asset classes fared the best during the last downturn in terms of mortgage default rates. So mortgage default rates in the residential sector was about 4.5% in 2008 and 9. Multifamily was 0.4%. Self-storage was 0.04%.
Wow.
So when you're looking at those metrics, you kind of have a good idea of where you want to put your money. And again, it gives us some diversification through asset class as well.